Grace and peace be with you this day from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yesterday, hey Jew, twist and shout. We all live in a yellow submarine. I want to hold your hand. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And Strawberry Fields Forever. Yeah, songs before my age, I'll admit it. But probably not for the rest of you sitting here today. Songs that you grew up with, songs that you love to hear on the radio. Even despite what Decca Recording Company had to say to the 1964 group that groups with guitars are on their way out. John, Paul, George, and Ringo went on to change a generation. But there is one more song of theirs, isn't it, that's very appropriate on this day. From the album Abbey Road, Here Comes the Sun. Here comes the sun. That's the theme of today's Old Testament lesson from Micah. Well, yes and no. Here comes the sun. The focus for our Advent message is on our Savior's second coming, the grand finale of history, our final victory in the marriage supper of the Lamb. Christ came to us in Bethlehem, and he will come again. Micah, the Old Testament author for today's text, long lived for the sun. He lived during the dark days of Persian domination over Judah in the mid-5th century B.C., the darkness was all-encompassing. Michael's contemporaries were saying things like, the Lord's table is contemptible, and it is vain to serve God. Those dark words. But yet at the root of it all is this expression in Malachi 2:17. Where is the God of justice? People were saying, God, you say that you will come and you will right all the wrongs, that you will heal every hurt, that you will vindicate your people and you will defeat every enemy. But none of this was happening. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. We know their frustration, don't we? We look at our world today and we say the same things, don't we? The same exact things that Micah said. Lord, have you looked around? Have you seen the evil that people are doing? Not only to your people, but also to you. Have you seen how the world, has treated your word, has treated your church? We cry out, where is the God of justice? One day a dad was with his son. And they had to stop at the gas station because the dad needed to fill up the gas tank. And this five-year-old just watched his dad with all enthusiasm. Well, a few days later at home,
The five-year-old decided to do the same thing that his dad did. He removed the gas cap. He took the garden hose. He placed the end of it into the gas tank and was about to turn it on. And Dad thankfully foiled the plan. You see, the child had a misconception. He had a misconception of what kind of hose that you do put into a gas tank. And yes, while we may sit and laugh at the little misconception, we know misconceptions can be harmful. And yes, occasionally misconceptions can be fatal. It is a fatal misconception to think that Christ will never return, that his promises are null and void, and that there will never be a final victory. It is a misconception to say that evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Why is that? Because Micah says, here comes the sun. The sun will come because of God's overwhelming love for his people. How so, you ask? They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I act for my treasured possession. That's one of the most enduring terms that God has for his people. You are his treasured possession. How much so? So much so that God sent his son to pay for your sins and to pay for my sins. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. You shall go forth leaping like calves released from the stall. The Son of Righteousness will bring with him a new day, when every hint of darkness will be scattered, when all the gloom will be gone and the night of terror and dread will be forever banished. For on that day our righteous standing by faith will become clear, just like the shining sun in all its brightness and glory. And he shall come with healing in his wings. All the years of pain will be erased. Every tear of disappointment will be wiped away. For the people broken by divorce, illness, death, and loss, in the twinkling of an eye, Jesus will erase our lifetimes of hurt and pain and brokenness. We will see the Savior born in Bethlehem take up his cross for us. We will see the hands and the feet that took the nails, the head that was crowned with thorns. All of this will be ours on that day and much more, because the Son who once slept in a manger finished the work of salvation that God sent him to do. The work that Jesus talked about in our gospel for this day. sky is dark. Two criminals are slowly dying, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus is in the middle. He takes a deep breath and he speaks his last words. It is finished. The veil in the temple is torn in two. The blood of our Savior has been poured out. The curse of sin is removed. Death is defeated and paradise is restored forever. Because the Son of Righteousness rose on that third day. He will come again with healing in his wings. You shall go out leaping like calves released from the stall. They look pretty happy, don't they? The joy, the exuberance, the freedom that they have. That's what our Savior has promised to all of us. We live in a world today where critics have not only denied Jesus, they've even denied the fact that, well, that he's even going to return. And I think I have to say this too. I think many Christians feel that same way today. Will Christ ever come back? Yes, he will. For everything God has promised in the Bible has come true. When will he come? God the Father only knows. But we will be ready. We will be ready because of the faith that our Lord has given us. For as John, Paul, George, and Ringo said it so well, here comes the Son. Amen.